أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 50 of Surah Al-Kahf. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about one deception, and that is the deception of this dunya, the deception of this world. The wealth that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a person is a means of gaining closeness to Allah by being appreciative to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Quraysh of Makkah. They had power and they tried to eliminate Sahaba from the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the parable, the example of two people, one whom Allah had given wealth and how he became arrogant in his wealth, and he did not believe that he will leave this world, the wealth will leave him, akhirat, etc. And then Allah gave us the example of this material world, that we see rain coming, everything becomes lush, and there's a time when everything turns into dust. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the second reason, or another reason, why man will go astray, and that is shaitan. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins, and Allah says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And that time is worthy of remembering, when we said to the Malaika, make sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. فَسَجَدُوا. The Malaika, all of them make sajda, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ, but Iblis. Iblis refused to make sajda. In the various ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's reason for bringing this incident had been different. Here the reason is that Allah wants to show that becoming a follower of shaitan, becoming pursued by shaitan, becoming influenced by shaitan is another reason why man will leave the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, kana minal jinn, that he was from amongst the jinn, he was from amongst the jinn kind. One should remember that as far as the Yahud are concerned, as far as biblical narrations are concerned, narrations from the Old and New Testament and all of that, they believe that shaitan was also from amongst the angels, and that in itself is a deception. Because if shaitan, Iblis, was from amongst the angels, then it is telling us that the angels also disobey Allah. And Allah is very clear in the Quran that they never ever disobeyed Allah. They fulfilled the commandments of Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, kana minal jinni fafasaqa an amri rabbi. However, he transgressed the command of his Rabb. He fled and he ran away from the command of his Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now if this is the caliber of a person, how is that individual worthy of being followed? And hence this is the point that Allah Ta'ala brings, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي. That are you going to take him and his offspring, his children, as bosom friends, with the exception and leaving out Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now as far as the offspring of shaitan is concerned, there is a sahih riwayat that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that do not be eagerly going to the marketplace the first thing in the morning, in other words to show your enthusiasm, and remain there and be the last to come out, because that is where shaitan lays his eggs, and that is where the children of shaitan then hatch and grow. So hence here, in this riwayat, it is very clear that this is in actual fact, the literal sense, The shaitan has offspring. However, the ulama have explained that they are just not mere offsprings, but they are all the accomplices of shaitan. They are all the helpers of shaitan. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ, that undoubtedly shaitan is an enemy to you. So keep away from shaitan. Keep away from the influences of shaitan. Keep away from anything that will take you close to the path of shaitan. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ badala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how evil for the transgressors is the substitute. In other words, you're leaving the hand of Allah, you're leaving the hand of your Creator, and you're holding the hand of your enemy and the enemy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.